Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Monday. We're out here in Sumner County at the Habitat Restore in Gallatin for Habitat for Humanity of Sumner County's third annual Playhouse Project. They're doing that today, so we're excited to be here. But we're also excited about the announcement that is coming out right now. John Gruden, the longtime NFL head coach and Super Bowl winning coach, is joining the Nashville Cats as a partner with their ownership group. And to talk more about that, we bring in our head coach, Jeff Fisher, who, of course, is with AF1 and the Nashville Cats as their senior partner. Coach, congratulations. I know you battle Coach Gruden a lot on the field, but you got to be excited to work with him on this.
Yeah, you know, we're really excited about it. We've been talking for several weeks about it. And John, you know, Don's just, what a great personality. And, you know, he's had this great career. And you know, he's kind of, you know, he's synonymous with football. And so we were talking. And then, of course, his, you know, the relationship with his, obviously his brother and the time that Jay spent in the indoor world is, you know, it just kind of all fit and came together. So he's the first of probably several new ownership team members that we're going to be rolling out and announcing over the next couple of weeks. So we've been working behind the scenes. We've said all along we got a good product, and he agrees, and he's going to give us a little love out there. You know, the stuff he's doing now with Barstool and his boxes and things like that, it's really fun to watch. And then, of course, he was involved in the draft. So we'll try to get him involved in our quarterbacks here, you know, down the line. But we're just happy to have him on board. And, you know, I think he'll attract some more people and draw specific attention to what we're doing here in Nashville and at the league as far as that's concerned.
Jeff Fisher is with us. So John joins. And I know that we've talked with you a lot about that you've been kind of building this thing from scratch, and you had to make some changes after last year and not necessarily start over, but definitely redo a few things. And so now the goal is to get to year three. How has it been going so far? Because I got to tell you, Joe and I did a couple of games at Municipal Auditorium. The crowds have been very nice, and I know they're going to continue to get bigger.
Yeah, they are. And you said year three. We look at it as year two. We kind of scratched last year because, you know, we so much of it was out of the control of the members and the teams and the owners. So once we reestablished a new league in AF1 rather than AFL, we look at this as our inaugural season. So, you know, we're talking to numerous cities and franchises and investors that want to bring new clubs into. Those are ongoing. So once we get through the season, you know, we're going to have a real exciting offseason, what I'm talking about. But things are going well. I mean, yesterday, you know, the Cats were off, but we had an overtime thriller last night, which was really amazing between Salina and Albany at Albany. Albany came into that game undefeated, and then all of a sudden people are looking at each other going, wait a minute, we're in overtime? And there were over 100 points scored in the game, and you know, both teams had a possession, thankfully, and Albany ended up winning in overtime. So had a good weekend overall with respect to the league, and we're kind of looking forward to the things that are happening over the next few weeks. And you know, that would include our game here on the 24th at Municipal against Oregon Lightning, and then followed up several weeks later at F&M Bank Arena against Corpus Christi to finish the regular season. So we got a lot going on, good things going right now, and to be able to bring John in and have him partner up as a part of the ownership team is really cool.
Talking to Jeff Fisher, the commissioner of the AF1. Coach, how did this conversation come about with you and Mr. Gruden?
Well, the Barstool Group reached out to me. They wanted me to come on right prior to the Titans pick to start the draft just to discuss, and they did that throughout the first round. So, and John was he was part of a panel that was going to be doing the Q&A through the first round. So John and I had, you know, a couple days prior, we had a conversation. It was like, what are you up to? What are you up to? Remember the days, you know, kind of reminisce. And, You know, we did something that most of the conversation about our past wasn't about, you know, the championship games, you know, and things like that, but rather we did a really special trip together. We did a USO tour to Iraq, John and I, and then Bill Cowher and Tom Coughlin and John Harbaugh. So that was quite a group. And so we were kind of reminiscing on our trip to Iraq for the USO and just encouraging the troops over there and the great time we had. And it was time to get together again. And I said, well, I got an idea. And he loved it.
I think it's a win-win for everybody involved. Coach, you mentioned earlier about getting him involved, the awareness of that. Is this what this is about, to let people know that this league is out there, it's still going, it's vibrant, and adding a name like John Gruden brings that awareness that you probably can't get many other places?
Well, I think, yeah, it does. I mean, you're competing in a lot of different with a lot of different worlds out there in the spring, especially, you know, in the indoor. I mean, there's not much competition. There's several other leagues, but we're not too concerned about that. But, you know, it's just there's so many things to draw, a fan base or just the demographics attention away from what we're doing. And we wanted to bring it. We wanted to zero it in and bring it back because, you know, these things were, I mean, these games and, you know, the leagues that and the years and the seasons that preceded us coming back in were pretty special. We wanted to bring that back. And so, like I said, John's one of several that we expect to bring in and be part of our team, in addition to, you know, several others that we're looking at bringing in as part of the ownership team at the league level.
I got to imagine in the last year, you being the commissioner of this, have talked to so many ex-teammates, players, coaches, people that you had dealings with in NFL who are just kind of, I don't say enamored with what you're doing, but like they see how you're re-energized, how you like this, how you're doing this, and want to be a part of this. I can imagine you've talked to a lot of people in the last year.
Yeah, we've had a lot of conversations, you know, and they're going, well, what are you doing it for? I go, well, I knew nothing about the game itself, the indoor game, while we were doing our stuff. We've talked about that many times on different shows, the three of us. But once I got into it, it just was really cool. And bottom line is this, you're helping people, and that's the way we're wired, man. That's what you guys are doing right now. Out of the office right now, you're helping a worthwhile, needy charity. And it just, this is a way to stay involved, engaged in the game. And people are like, well, why that level? I go, well, because it's cool. And, you know, you can affect communities. You can affect kids. And there's great ownership groups out there. And to be able to have the opportunity to travel around and, you know, put this thing back together, it's be special. Plus, I think that we all think that the timing is good, you know, from the standpoint of where, you know, the ability to stream and, you know, we've got a broadcast partner in Vice right now that does the game of the week, and they did a great job last night. Game wasn't as close as we would have liked. That was the Oregon Washington game, but still they did a good job. So, you know, things are just, you know, people are reaching out to us. That's a good part. You know, when by that I mean we've had numerous inquiries about ownership groups wanting to join the league, whether, you know, they had a team prior in a different league or they want to be a startup. But nonetheless, a lot to keep us busy. But this is a big step for us with respect to John coming on board. And who knows, we'll have Jay. And, you know, who knows? You know, we've talked about Hulk Hogan and Real American Beer. Could you imagine Hulk Hogan and John Gruden in a conversation?
That could
like
be interesting. I'd
right. Like to see Gruden up above Hulk's head. You know, on that hand press, you know, thing. Yeah, see how that goes.
That could certainly be interesting for sure. Jeff Fisher is with us. The Cats back in action coming up Saturday night on the road at Albany and then back at home at Municipal Auditorium against the Oregon Lightning on May 24th. So you can get your tickets at NashvilleCats.com. Jeff, I mean, do you still feel like a head coach just in a different way with this, what you're doing with the Cats in AF1?
No, not a head coach. I'm just having fun. I mean, I would say, well, yeah, I feel like, you know, you get that same feeling that when you pull into the office in the morning prior to going on the practice field. I'm not stepping on a practice field. So I'm letting Coach Arbett handle all that and the players and things like that. I'm just having fun, you know, meeting people, making new friends, having great conversations and, you know, trying to, you know, express, you know, the legitimate optimism that I have and a lot of other people have with respect to the future of the 50-yard game. It's pretty cool.
Not that you didn't have respect before, but do you have a different understanding of what being a commissioner means? I know it's not the grandest scale of a Roger Goodell, but still, you are the most important figure person in the AF1. Do you have a kind of different understanding of what goes in now that you've been in this role for a year, Jeff?
Well, I knew that in order to be successful, you have to surround yourself with good people at any level, at any occupation, vocation, or whatever. That's what you do. You surround yourself with good people, and that's what we've done, and that's why we're taking the steps. I'm just here to help out, here to consult. You know, for example, we had an overtime game last night. All right, and I don't know how much you guys are into the game itself. I mean, I'm still learning the rules, but you're familiar with what a deuce is. That's where when you kick off and you kick it through the uprights, it's 2 points. Yes. So do you want to start out overtime with deuces being permissible, meaning, all right, this game's going to end on the opening kickoff of overtime because the team that lost the toss is kicking off and they kick it through the two posts and game's over. So we got some things to do. We're going to have some conversations regarding that. Just to, hey, you know, we're in a position now where we can put together our own overtime format. It can be a hybrid of anything and everything. And how do we want to go ahead and do that? So those are the things that kind of pique my interest, you know, just because of the experience that I had, you know, with the competition committee at the league. But we're just trying to help, man. We're just having fun and staying busy, trying to help. And, you know, we're going to look back 2 or 3 years from now because we do have that 3-5 year plan with respect to the league and the different franchises and go, hey, we pulled this off. This will be fun.
Yeah, as Chase said earlier, the two games we had at Municipal, I mean, it was fun crowd, exciting games, good times. It's not going to break your wallet. I mean, it was a lot of fun seeing that back on the field again because it brought back memories from 20 years ago. I think what you guys have done starting out, Jeff, has been fantastic.
Well, I appreciate it. We're just starting. You know, you can't get it all done at once, but we're doing it right. Last year was hard. Because so many things were out of our control. But this year, you know, even though we got a late start, when I say we, the Cats, I mean, our football team, mind you, had a 1 week of training camp before they played their first game. So, but we got a late start. We got our feet on the ground, and things are significantly different. I think that our team, Coach Arbet's team, the Cats players, will mirror where the organization is because we've improved significantly over the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Coach, before I let you go, I need to ask your thoughts about the passing of Steve McMichael. You played with him in Chicago. You were part of what I think is the greatest one-season NFL team of all time. What did Steve McMichael mean to you, Coach, or what did he mean to the Bears family and to football?
Well, he was such a force and a personality on the field. But what people didn't realize is what a gentle giant gentleman he was off the field. You know, you could the lights would go on and oh my gosh, he will wreck a game, an offensive line, a season for an opposing team. But when that game was over, man, he had his arms around and hugged. We all were close together during that, but he was an extraordinary human being, man. He'd been through a lot. He fought each and every day to the end several weeks ago. But in the peak of his career, he was a gentleman and a friend to everybody on that roster and beyond. And so we'll miss him. Every time I see his picture pop up, I have great memories. So thanks for the opportunity to recognize him. He was a really special person.
Absolutely. Mongo, as he was known for sure. Coach,
Ming.
Congratulations.
We called him Ming. Yeah.
Ming.
Ming. Okay, I called him Ming. I know Mongo, whatever. Yeah. And he called us a few... lot of different things as well.
Things we probably can't say on the radio for
That's
sure. But
true.
I know you're very excited to have Coach Gruden involved in things with the Cats, and we look forward to more conversations moving forward. And with the next game coming up on the 10th and the next home game on the 24th, we'll be talking a lot. But thanks so much for doing this today.
Appreciate you guys. Great way to start the week off.
Absolutely. Coach Jeff Fisher joining us here on the show, of course, with the Nashville Cats, as he's the president and partner, announcing that John Gruden has joined as a partner in the ownership group with the Nashville Cats. So we're going to be really cool. And we are supposed to have Coach Gruden join us later in the week as well. So look forward to talking to him about his involvement. And I have a feeling we'll get into some other football things.
Oh, yeah.
As well. We are live today at the Habitat Restore in Gallatin for Habitat for Humanity of Sumner County's third annual Playhouse Project. Our friends at Pella Windows and Doors are out here. They got their tents set up. They are building playhouses for 10 local families. They're going to do this all today. Looks like the weather has cleared up. A little chilly, but they're, everybody's out here painting, working, putting stuff together. We would need to call in Dr. Crane to come help us with his woodworking skills on this. But going to be really cool this afternoon when those families get their playhouses. The Preds are here. The Titans are here as well. And we're here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.